Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Good to have Levi Weaver from The Athletic with us. And again, you can subscribe to his newsletter, The Windup, on The Athletic site. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin, Menigan behind the glass, Meredith taking your phone calls and doing 2020s. This morning with Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, Browns color analyst Nathan Zagura on the show. And of course, you know, OTAs wrapping up, mini camp starting next week. That's going to be fun. Got 3 days of mini camp next week. We're going to be hearing from Browns players and coaches next week. Mini camp's the real deal. Right? You got to really practice. You got to show up.
Got to show up.
It's called mandatory.
That's right. Show that you're a team player.
Got to be there.
Get on board. Change the attitude.
Hit and work out and do stuff. And maybe hit a little bit. Maybe not hit it at all. Yeah. Maybe Nathan can give us some insight into that. Here's what Nathan said about what might happen in camp as we move forward.
This is a completely different OTA than we've seen with the Cleveland Browns in recent years. The number of reps, the intensity of rep, all of it. I think having these quarterbacks is kind of spurring that on. Maybe not from the intensity standpoint, but the number to get all the work. So you're having a team that's getting a lot more work out of their OTAs than they have in the past. And I'm telling you this right now because I've talked about it with numerous coaches on this team. You're going to see fans when you come to training camp this year, longer, harder, more demanding training camp practices than you've seen in recent years from the Cleveland Browns.
And I think that's a good thing. No camp cupcake here, Woo! Nathan.
And he took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to say the same thing. How often do we hear that the camp was lame? Like no intensity, no drive, you know, no desire, just kind of getting through it so you can get to the games.
Is that good? Is that good for this football team? I've always kind of thought, Andy, harder football practices, more attention to detail, actually doing things rather than just going out and going walking through stuff, better for a football team. Now, you know, I also like the Bud Grant theory, which is you don't come out of the chute, you know, absolutely doing your hardest work and starting early and everything else. It's certainly regulated now with the Players Association and the rules and everything else. But if you're allowed to practice more aggressively, I think you probably should. You're in a sport that, you know, we keep hearing tackling isn't as good as it used to be. Why? Well, because you're not allowed to practice tackling as much as you used to. Practice in pads more often? The team was 3-14 last year. Whatever they did last year, change it. Whatever you did, change it. So if you didn't practice as hard as maybe you had in the past, go back to practicing hard.
Yeah, how many years did he have Fran Tarkenton, though?
Bud Grant?
Yeah.
All but four when he was in with the New York Giants in the middle of his career.
So pretty easy then for him, right? I mean, knowing that you could be a little bit, it's not like your quarterback didn't know exactly what you wanted, knowing that you had the same quarterback year after year after year. So I think it's easier to look
at Joe Capp for a while, baby.
Yeah, didn't he, was Tommy Kramer there too? Or am I getting my ears off? I think my ears are a little bit off. Yep. Not too far off, though. It's one thing for a coach to be in that situation. So I think what Nathan said is good. You don't want to peak early. You don't want guys getting hurt. That's all. But I'm not worried about peaking for a team that only had three wins. So the only thing I'll worry about is injuries. I'll worry about injuries. That's about it.
I think that's going to be a byproduct of what you're going to have to do, which is make sure you're more ready to go. Make sure your defense is back to 2023 level,
mm-hmm.
not 2024 level.
Nope.
Because I think this team's potential of success is predicated on the defense. I think that unit has a chance to be elite. I don't think the offense has a chance to be elite. I think the offense has a chance to be functional. And then you can build on functional. But if you have a functional offense that can put up more than your 15.2 points a game, isn't that what it is? 15.2 with the Browns average.
Let's not bring this up again. I really don't want to talk about it.
If you can be more functional than that and your defense returns to a better level. So be ready to go play football. Be tougher than the other team. I mean, that's part of it. We see it in the NBA right now. Which team is more ready to play for 48 minutes a game?
It's the Indiana Pacers. Good inspirational speech there, Coach Phelps. I feel good about it.
Which team is more ready to play 60 minutes in a football game? Well, it better be the Cleveland Browns. You're not as talented as a lot of the teams.
Get that lactic acid flowing.
So you better be more ready to play.
I'm pumped. Are you ready? Dan, get us out there. Let's go.
All right, I'll stand on the sled. You guys push.
Oh, cool.
I do think Nathan's point about having the four quarterbacks being a part of this,
I agree,
is true. Because why? You've got to find out what you have. Well, you're not going to find out what you have by just going out and lollygagging through practice. That's a lollygag for the day.
No, because the other guy's pushing because they want to play. They want,
Well, and you've got to put players around who are going to catch passes. You have to, I think, more simulate real football when you're trying to find which one of four quarterbacks is the guy that you're going to have play most of your snaps this year.
Preseason will be interesting. Those games are going to be interesting. Especially for the younger quarterbacks that are trying to prove that one of them is going to be the number two or number three quarterback.
All will be simulcast on NFL Network.
Yeah.
Yeah,
every preseason game will be simulcast on NFL Network.
They see a team that's got competition going on. And I don't blame them. That's great. All those games are on NFL Network. I'll be watching them there. That's awesome.
It will be fabulous, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
The aggressiveness, I think, has to return to the team. There were times last year you just thought, man, these guys just don't look like they're as ready to play, as prepared to play, as their opponents. And sometimes it's ability, sometimes it's talent, other times it's preparation. So I think if you just make sure that preparation aspect is clearly there, Andy, I think that's solid, and I think that's going to make it work.
Yeah, I just don't want training camp to be the highlight of the season. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know we're amped up and we're geeked up for what's happening next, and you know, you might get in the preseason, we get some good battles there, but I another three win season's not going to be good. It's not going to be good for your head coach, not going to be good for the front office, and you may sit there and go, "Well, we have two first round picks and we'll be able to do that." I'm just tired of waiting for next year. I think we all are. I don't know that next year's the year.
We weren't waiting for next year last year. We thought we had something.
No, we thought it was the year.
After making the playoffs the year before.
Yeah. What are you pointing to in there?
We weren't waiting for last year. No, we weren't waiting for next year last year.
Yeah, we weren't screaming, wait till next year.
So where are we then?
This year we're screaming, wait till this year.
I feel like we're doing the whole scene in Spaceballs where we're like, wait a minute, that was then and this is now. When's now? Now.
Be where your feet are. Be where your feet are. That's what I say.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's my line.
That's heavy. Where'd you steal that one from?
Everybody. Just be where your feet are, right?
I think I saw that painted on a rock somewhere.
Yeah. We're just in a big hurry to get to the next step. I am. I know it bothers me.
Well, you were 3:14. I'm in a big hurry to get to the next step.
Yeah, I'm just saying with everything in life. You know, you're like, what's next?
See, what's the funny thing is you guys are laying this out going, oh, yeah, 3:14, that's going to be a train wreck, and people are getting fired. I don't think so. Because as long as you walk out of the end of the season.
We've not said anybody's getting fired.
Oh, I am. Another 3-win season.
Another 3-win season, yeah. Sure. But I don't expect that.
As long as the arrow is pointing up at the end of the season, I think this season will be seen as a success.
Up at what? Up at heaven? Because you died? Help me.
Like the trajectory of this team 12? Is on the rise.
Hey, we went 5-12. We're on the move. That's not going to do it.
Oh, see, I think if the trajectory of this team is on the rise, this is a rebuild. So
what's on the rise?
The trajectory of the team.
How many wins
to being a championship team?
How many wins?
Do you put a win number on that, or are you just looking with your eyes? They're playing better football.
Looking with your eyes. Are the games closer? Are you looking like you're about to win these things? If the arrow is pointing up at the end of the season, I think everybody comes back, and this is heading in the right direction. This is a rebuild, guys. It's a rebuild. Nobody wants to say it out loud. Nobody wants to admit it. It's a rebuild.
Well, they're not admitting that.
Right. It's a rebuild.
However, if you take a look at the offense, I don't think you can think anything but a rebuild. Do you? Who comes back on offense that gives you real thought that this thing is anything but a rebuild? Four offensive linemen. That's who's coming back. Four offensive linemen. Betonio, Posick, Teller, Conklin. Other than that, every skill position is up in the air.
Well, you're talking about offense, right?
Yeah,
except for guess what? Jerry's had one really good year in his career.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I'm just saying guys who came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Jerry, but you still have a question mark there.
David Njoku, I don't know how much of a question mark outside of health. Health would be the David Njoku question.
All right.
I think a different approach. And if you know, when we were out at the golf outing and Joel Betonio spoke, Joel used the word tough twice, did he not?
Mm-hmm.
In talking about, you know, we lost some of our toughness.
And best quarterback.
And, well, yeah, he mentioned that. But he talked about, you know, tougher and tough and tougher and tough. He kept going back to it. And I thought, there's the message that's been spread through OTAs. We're going to be a tougher football team. Well, good, because they weren't very tough last year, nor successful. Does one go hand in hand with the other in the National Football League? Yeah, probably does.
Did they bring in a tough draft class, though? Right. Yeah. I mean, normally, if you bring in a defensive lineman, you bring a linebacker early on in the draft. How do you define tough as an offensive lineman? I'm tough because you're not going to get beyond me. Tough as a defensive lineman, I think, can be. It's tangible. It's sacks. It's things like that. So I think that's the best way to become tougher, quicker. Don't you agree? It's on defense.
Well, yeah. Which is why I think. You made sure you signed Myles Garrett back up. You're bringing back key players. You're making additions. This team has to get back to that identity on defense. They have to get back to that level of play that they had with Jim Schwartz. And if they don't, Andy, I don't care which way the needle's pointing. You're going to have to win some football games. If five wins and looking better is not going to be enough, I don't think, Dano, to save people's gigs.
I bet it does. If they're all on the same page and they know this going in, I bet it does. Just look better.
You're okay. We gave you the contract before. Extensions.
You, I mean, everybody was sitting here screaming, going, oh, they're going to get fired after this season. They went 3-14 I can't remember because of the new math. 14. Well, because of the 17 games. I still want to say 3-13
3-13
I still want to say 3-13 games.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine if we went to metrics in the NFL? How bad that first down and 3 meters to go.
As I said, I still want to say it because it's been 16 my whole metric darn life. But anyway,
I read
they
about
did it
that.
This year when everybody was screaming, oh, you got to fire all of them.
You, well, used it, you just don't realize it.
They came back. Everybody was back. Would it shock you if they won 5 games and everybody was back? No. God, no.
Yes. Yes, it would.
God, no.
Yes, it would. 5-12 will not be considered. Hey, way to go, fellas.
Good job, Junior.
That's going to work.
It is if your owner and everybody in the front office went, yeah, you're one of the rebuild, okay.
But they're not. They're not going to.
What's to stop them? They should have done it last year.
Good job, Cubby.
If you're going to live in that world, then how come everybody wasn't canned after last year? When it was considered an immense disappointment.
Because it was a draft big swing and miss on the quarterback, admitted by the owner. And then said, we're not going to force the quarterback. We're not going to... Talking in more than 1 year. However.
Don't you give me the Stephen A. Smith however.
However.
You're gonna have to show some results, and results are going to have to be more than... Golly, you guys sure played hard and looked better.
Wins.
Thank you, Andy. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.